This is June the third, 2018. This is going to be You Call the Shots, part two. And the first thing the Lord said to me, stop being a victim. All right, Genesis 1. Is this helping anybody today?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes it gets long, but this is training. Training for reigning. This is Genesis 1:26. This is what God told the man to do. God said, let us Father, Son, and Holy Spirit make mankind in our image, after our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the tame beasts, and over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it. Using all its vast resources in the service of God and man, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. So how did God call the shots? Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light was good, suitable, pleasant, and he approved it. So he called the shots. When he saw the dark mass out there, covered in water, darkness, he said what he wanted. He called the shots. How are we victims? How do we become victims? I think it's because there's a lot of junk coming down the pipes and being non-responsive. Most just won't even listen to anything because it's all bad. But the Lord's showing me, it's not that I'd have you, now I'm not going to listen to everything, but the things that I come across that don't fit in God's plan, I speak to it and I say, oh no. You tell me you're going to do this to me. I'm telling you, no, this is the way it's going to be. Don't settle. Don't be a victim. Don't be a chicken little. The sky's falling all the time. Okay, non-responsive. Don't be like Lot. He became a victim of his own culture. 2 Peter 2. Verse 1. But also in those days there arose false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among yourselves who will subtly and stealthily introduce heretical doctrines, destructive heresies, even denying and disowning the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their immoral ways and lascivious doings. Because of them, the true way will be maligned and defamed. He's saying, even if the whole world is doing something, you're not to do it. And in their covetousness, lust, greed, they will exploit you with false, cunning arguments. From of old, the sentence of condemnation for them has not been idle. Their destruction, eternal misery, has not been asleep. For God did not even spare angels that sinned, but cast them into hell, delivering them to be kept there in pits of gloom till the judgment and their doom. And he spared not the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven other persons, when he brought a flood upon the world of ungodly people. And he condemned to ruin and extinction the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, reducing them to ashes, and thus set them forth as an example to those who would be ungodly. And he rescued righteous Lot, greatly worn out and distressed by the wanton ways of the ungodly and lawless. For that just man living there among them tortured his righteous soul every day with what he saw and heard of their unlawful and wicked deeds. So what's the Lord saying here? He's saying, yes, it's oppressive, but don't be victims. Speak change. change it. God saw darkness. Speak light. I know the Lord spoke to Danny something like that. Don't curse the darkness. Speak light. Yeah, speak the light. See, we can have what we say. We're made in God's image. He spoke, light be light was. We speak. Job says, 22, says, we decree a thing and it is established unto us and light shall shine upon our ways. We need to get in the habit of when we hear bad news or things we don't like, we say, oh, no, don't let that get by you. See, when you do, you become bitter and resentful and you begin to feel oppressed and you feel like you're a victim. We're not victims here. We're the victors. Okay. You are a victim of whatever narrative you listen to. If you listen to all the junk that comes down the pike and you get all upset about it, you've just become a victim. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says you're to renew your mind. Let's read that. Romans 12, 1 and 2. This is probably, after being born again, filled with the Spirit, the single most important thing that a Christian can do. It opens the door of the supernatural to you. It opens the door to know God's will for you. And from knowing God's will, it opens the way for you to get fitted in the body of Christ and be graced to do what God has called you to do. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Are y'all getting tired? Okay. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you in all the mercies of God to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. It says in the Scriptures, I don't know where it is just yet, about, or is it Colossians, where it talks about you're no longer your own, but you're bought with a price, but it also says that you're dead and your new life is hid with Christ in God. So, in essence, you died with Him when you were born again. Corinthians, okay. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the renewal of your mind, by its new ideas, its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in the sight for you. So God has given us each one a plan for our lives. I didn't learn about the plan until I began to spend time in the Word and time praying in the Spirit. And the Lord began to show me what He had called me to do. For all the many years before, I had no clue. A lot of people live and die and never know what God wants them to do. Well, they didn't do this. See, we're all gunked up in our minds, and so His Word washes our minds so we can see clearly. We can see His plan. It says here, so we can see His will. If you're not in the Word, you're probably not going to see His will. I mean, His Word is His will. But He'll tell us through praying in the Spirit and reading the Word, we'll have the defined will of God. We have an overall will of God for our lives, but then He'll get down to the nitty-gritty and say, well, you're specifically made for this. And when you get there, you get on down, for by grace, given unto me, He starts talking about the graces. A special grace comes on you to do what He's called you to do, to fit you in the body as He pleased. God's Word is the narrative for the Christian. There is no other narrative for the Christian. Refuse the stranger's voice. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Don't tell me that you're this, that, and so, and you love Jesus, but you're out there doing everything His Word says not to do. Don't work. Okay. I want to give an example. How to listen to the MSM, the fake news. Here's an example. Here's a report. Star, NFL players consider sitting out if Kaepernick not sign. My calling of the shots. Here's what I say about it. No, I say leave already, you dishonorable divas. I say out with the old and in with the new. Your rebellious plot will turn on you and you will be out of a job and some men more worthy and honorable will take your place. You haven't... What? I can't read my writing. You have exalted yourself in pride and you will be humbled. That's what I say to Mr. Kaepernick. All the shots of the devil and his schemes to use evil men to take away all the good will backfire in Jesus' name. Haman has been hung on the gallows. Church, it's time to change the narrative and stop being victims. Decree. I will decree. No. Don't tell me we're going to have 112 degree temperatures. Heck no. We've been speaking all week and it's been coming down. If Joshua could look at the sun and say, stand still, moon, be still, till this battle's done. What did he have on us? We got more than he had. Come on, let's start putting these things into practice. This isn't just faith lingo. There is no political correctness in the church. Whatever the anti-Christians are saying against us won't prosper. We'll just beat them by reversing their curse. Okay. Don't be vexed by what they say or act like a chicken little. Change it. One more scripture and we're going to be done. This is Mark 11. This is what Jesus told the disciples to do when they face circumstances or situations. Let's start with verse 12 and then we'll go over to 22. On the following day, when they had come away from Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. And he said to it, "No one ever again eat fruit from you." And his disciples were listening to what he said. So was he, I thought, poor fig tree. But he was doing an object lesson. All right, 22. And Jesus replying said to them, "Have faith in God," or have the God kind of faith, or the faith of God. It says in Hebrews, we've been given the measure of faith. Did I get that right, Hebrews? Okay. "Truly I tell you, whoever says to this mountain," mountains represent situations and things we don't like, "be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. For this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, be confident, it is granted to you, and you will." So when you see those high temperatures, you say, oh no, 98 or lower. No more, it won't be over 98 the rest of the summer. And just, you go out there and you look down, you see it's 102, you say, oh no, I says. It's as simple as that, folks, getting in a mode that wherever we go. In the movie Narnia, I read the books. And Aslan, the lion, in Genesis, in the beginning at creation, he would just walk around going singing. Trees and birds and beasts. He was singing. Everything he sung came to pass. Well, Aslan represents Jesus. Jesus is the Word. You know, everything's created by the Word of God. So it was cool. He just sang a song and everything. Just here comes the trees and here comes the birds. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Speak to your mountain. Speak to your situations. Don't side in with it. You don't want more of it, do you? No. Good. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got more. Does anybody need to take a? Okay. This is not going to be, this is just part of it. "You have the keys," the Lord said to me. You have the keys. You have the keys of the kingdom. We're going to look at a few scriptures and we'll be done. This is Matthew 16, 19. We all know about keys. Keys to the car, keys to the house. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And here they are. Whatever you bind, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth, must be what is already bound in heaven. And whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth, must be what is already loosed in heaven. So whatever you allow, or whatever you forbid. Isn't that what we've been talking about? No, I won't allow that junk. I won't allow that. I'm not going to allow that. I bind that. But I loose this. Brother Hagin was talking about he never prayed for finances after the Lord showed him how to do this. He would loose the angels to go and get his money and bind the devil. Okay, I need such amount of money. Angels, I loose you to go get that now in Jesus' name, and I bind you, Satan, from stopping it from happening. He said he never had to pray about money again, and he always had it when he needed it. Pretty simple, huh? Matthew 18, 18. Next page. Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. So what is that saying? God's got your back. We just sang that song today. Didn't we sing that? I got your back. We didn't? Well, anyway, we have a song called I've Got Your Back. All heaven backs you. Yeah. I got your back. The Lord says, use your authority. I've given it to you. Act like I acted. Do what I said do. You don't have to have a rhema. It's nice when you do. Because rhemas happen instantly. But you need to work this into your life. Go around saying what you want, what you desire. Not, oh, start griping about something. You know, that can't group never could do anything. Never will do anything. You call the shots. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures in Luke here. Luke 13 is the first one. You know, what good is it to come to church if you can't learn something that you can actually use? I went to church a lot of years. I've learned more in the last 4 years from my own dadgum teaching that I ever learned in 30 years in somebody else's. See, I learned too. I'm getting fed just like you are. Luke 13:11. Now we see what Jesus did. He practiced just what I said to you. There was a woman there who for 18 years had had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are released from your infirmity. Then he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praised God. So he loosed her from a demon of sickness. Okay? 11. 11:21. Jesus said this, when the strong man, fully armed from his courtyard, guards his own dwelling, his belongings are undisturbed, his property is at peace and is secure. But when one stronger than he attacks him and conquers him, he robs him of his whole armor on which he had relied and divides up and distributes all his goods as plunder spoil. So Jesus talked about buying the strong man. The strong man is the one stolen your stuff. So when you bind him, then you can go in and recover your stuff. All right, 12:32. Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So I said, don't be scared. Don't be acting like Chicken Little. Decree, I've given you the kingdom. The authority to govern and control. Okay. 10:19. I'm going to read 18. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven. Behold, I give unto you authority. So what? So what? Who's he? He's under our feet. Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical, mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. See, Satan operates with fear. He applies pressure to your sensor points. And he's trying to get you to react. They start chicken, oh, this guy's falling. No, that's not why he wants us to act. He wants us to say, oh, no. Whatever presents itself. Oh, no. Okay. You call the shots, no longer victim. 2019 is the year of witty inventions and naughty problems solved. 2018 is the ka-ching year. Ka-ching. 2019, I don't know why the Lord gave it to me so early, but the year of witty inventions and naughty problems solved. One time, there was a lady that I knew, and she had a son-in-law, and they had some problems, some major problems. He was a doctor, and I don't know what all was involved, but the Lord showed me one day. I don't know if I was even praying about it, but he showed me a pile of ropes, and they were all tied in knots. He told me to tell the lady that he would untie every knot until all the knots were gone. If you will be patient, rest, walk in love in the situation, God would untie the knots. What's a knot? It's a knotty thing. It's something that we can't figure out. It's something that's maybe plagued us. It's something that we don't understand, and all of a sudden, there's the answer. Solved. Witty inventions. Wisdom. New things in your life. Prosperous things to make you prosper. Make you do good. God's all about good. He's all about your life being good. And he's given us all those things to do, so it's just learning how to use his keys of the kingdom. Loosing knots. Problems solved that have plagued you for years. Satan wants you tied up in knots about everything. Well, I speak to you today. You are loosed. You are loosed of the knots of confusion, whatever it be, financial knots, mental knots, sickness knots. You're loosed. That'll be good for today. Thank you, Lord.